Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, I lost track of how many breakaways you guys had last night. What's more frustrating, not converting on a breakaway or not getting them in the first place?
I don't know, Schultz. It's a tough question. They're tough questions when you lose the game, but I guess what I have to do is I got to peel back the layers and take a look at we had a lot of opportunities. We had a lot of opportunities to go up 1-0 too. So, that game could have definitely been different last night, but you have to convert on some of those things. But it was nice getting those scoring chances. So, I don't know. I mean, it's a hard question, Schultz, because we lost the game, so it really doesn't matter.
How did you grade scoring chances last night?
We had 16-14 in favor of Michigan Tech.
Obviously, a shot doesn't make it a scoring chance. What qualifies a scoring chance in your mind?
Well, I mean, we look at a few different things. Number one, it's where it's at. You know, it's scoring chance is where it's at, the location in the offensive zone, the ability of obviously the puck going east-west is also it's a scoring chance. So, I mean, we have our own little ways of doing it.
Looking at the stats last night, two of them just flat out jumped off the page at me. One, Owen Sillinger took 27 of the 54 faceoffs. And oh, by the way, he won 20 of them and lost 7. Have you ever seen a guy have a night like that?
Maybe Owen.
Yeah. I mean, do you feel like you can throw him out there any single faceoff there is?
Well, I actually had to tell him today. He looked at me last night. There was an offensive zone faceoff, and Hallinan's line was out there. And, obviously with Bliss and Paratino, and we were in the offensive zone, and I put Erie Weisman's line out there, and he gave me a little look. I'm just, and I go, Owen, I can't have you take every face off, and at least if those guys can start in the offensive zone against those guys, at least they have to go 200 feet. So, I told him tonight that before the game tonight, I said, Owen, you can't take every one. So I go, I got to strategically figure some things out every now and then.
Have you ever even come close to a guy taking half?
I don't know, Schultz. I mean, I bet you Matt Reed probably did. I played Matt Reed as much as I did, or as I do Owen. So I would think Reeder probably took a lot of, in his tenure at Bemidji State as well.
North Coach Ceratori, when we come back, our pregame continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, they are honoring a 50-year anniversary of this building opening this weekend. And just a couple of stats that I heard yesterday. This place was built 5 years after the John Glass Fieldhouse was built. And it was built 7 years before Joe Louis Arena was built. And the Joe's been torn down already for, what, half a decade?
Right.
This place has withstood the test of time, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And, the reason it has is that every year they do something different. I mean, they do a heck of a job in this building. They sink money in this building all the time. They're always making improvements. They're always making upgrades. Because it's an unbelievable hockey rink. It's Wrigley Field. It's Fenway Park, and we love the atmosphere, and I just love the hockey rink here.
We talk all the time on how people should come here, even if the Beavers aren't playing, because this is, as you like to say it, it's a hockey rink and it's a hockey town. Bemidji's a hockey town too, but when you're secluded up here in the UP, this is all they've got. That makes it even more special, doesn't it?
Well, again, it is. You got to remember, Michigan Tech, and again, I might, it's been part of the fabric of this